بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of Fajr Salah and Asr Salah. Today's hadith عن جرير بن عبد الله البجلي رضي الله عنه قال كنا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فنظر إلى القمر ليلة البدر فقال إنكم سترون ربكم كما ترون هذا القمر لا تضامون في رؤيته فإن استطعتم أن لا تغلبوا عن صلاة قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها فافعلوا متفق عليه. وفي رواية فنظر إلى القمر ليلة أربع عشرة. هذا جرير بن عبد الله البجلي رضي الله عنه narrates, if we were with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he looked at the full moon. Can you imagine what a beautiful sight this must have been? That being with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his own beauty and his splendor, and it was a full night where the moon was at its full radiance, and here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at that moon and those sahaba that were with him. So Jarir ibn Abdullah is explaining the scene. He says, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he looked at the full moon. He said, you will see your sustainer as you are looking at this moon, and you will not be overcrowded when seeing him. We'll explain this just now. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will see your sustainer, in other words, you'll see your Rabb, you'll see Allah, as you are looking at this moon, and you will not be overcrowded when seeing him. So, if it is possible for you not to be overcome, overwhelmed, to the point of missing salah before sunrise, that is Fajr salah, and before sunset, which is the Asr salah, then do so. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so it is possible that you do not become overcome, overwhelmed, where you miss your Fajr Salah and your Asr Salah, the Salah before sunrise and the Salah before sunset, then do so. Another narration has it that he looked at the moon on the 14th night. It explains to us how beautiful that moon was, and the full moon, when you see it, how nice it looks, how beautiful it looks, and then with the company that you are makes it even more beautiful. It was Sahaba with Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told Sahaba that you will look at the moon, you will look at your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you are looking at this moon, and you will not be overcrowded when seeing him. When there's something of splendor that suddenly comes up, there's a crowd of people that want to see something that is good, something that people want to just see. And nowadays you find anything that one person points to, another person points to, especially in countries where the population is very big. Then for a person to, from behind to see, becomes hard. And the announcement is to make sure those in front sit down, please, so those in the back can see. Ya Allah Ta'ala, I mean, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that you'll be able to see Allah Ta'ala like this. There won't be overcrowding. It'll be so clear, the beauty, the majesty, the brilliance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be present himself. It will be so clear like how this full moon is. There's no overcrowding. Everyone can see it without any type of crowding. So that is the first thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained. Then the next thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam explained is a person being overwhelmed, overcome, would, if possible, do not become overcome, maghloob, don't become maghloob with regards to these two salah. In other words, go out of your way. All the salah we need to read, out of our way, especially these two salah, person should not miss, because they play a very big role in a person being able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. Ulama explain that we learn from other ahadith that two times a day in Jannah you will be given a privilege of seeing the beautiful countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. And this will be the best ni'mat possible in Jannah. The ability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be done at the time of Fajr and the time of Asr. And those people that were regular with these two salah, they will have this great opportunity. InshaAllah, they'll have this great opportunity of seeing Allah Ta'ala twice in Jannah, at the time of Fajr and the time of Asr. In one hadith it comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that when all the Jannatis are put into Jannah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an announcement and he'll ask the Jannatis that, are you happy? So the Jannatis will reply, oh Allah, we are very happy. Allah Ta'ala will ask, is there any other ni'mat that you desire? Anything else that you want? So they will reply and they'll say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that wallah, we got every ni'mat possible, nor are we in need of anything else. At this point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an announcement and tell the Jannatis that I will give you such a ni'mat that your mind did not even go in that direction. That you didn't, could not even imagine this ni'mat that I will give you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present himself. And this will be the greatest ni'mat that a bandi can ever experience in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq inshallah to see and appreciate the great ni'mat that the jannah will be given in jannah. But the point that is made in this hadith is that the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving us one nuskha, one prescription, that how you can get this great ni'mat in jannah. Means that don't be overpowered by these two salah. Amongst the other things, doesn't mean only does this and nothing else. Amongst the other things, a very great contributing factor to this is a person is very careful of his fajr salah and careful of his asr salah. Sometimes we might be traveling, we might be on the road, we might be in business, customers are walking in. Whatever it is asr time. I must make it a point that I'm reading. Fajr time, I'm tired, doesn't come what may. That sleep is there, let that sleep be there, no problem. But my fajr salah comes before my sleep also. So I'll make it a point of reading my Fajr Salah. Allah Ta'ala is so kind and so grateful to us that despite us despite Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala not needing to reward us for this commands that He is giving us, but yet He's willing to give so much. From our side, the dictates of love is we should also do it lovingly for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah forgive us all the tawfiq of making amal. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.